Even if you have in-depth knowledge, even if you do understand a topic, even if you are the expert in a certain area, questions can be very tricky. Sometimes questions can be scary because people, we think, ask us a question because they want to know the answer. And if we have a certain level of qualifications or people think we have in-depth knowledge in that area, we believe that we should answer the question. And if we don't know the answer to the question, we would look stupid, we would sound stupid, people may not believe that we have the in-depth knowledge that they originally thought we did. So often we don't put ourselves out there, we don't speak to the general public in large groups, we're scared to present our information on a certain topic because we're scared of the questions that people will ask. And what if the question comes from a doctor? What if it comes from a business consultant or a business expert? What if it comes from somebody who we think has more knowledge than we have and they ask us a question? We get really scared that we may not know the answer. So what if there was a simple process that every time somebody asked you a question, you felt really comfortable about how to handle the question, and it was a system that you would never ever have to feel nervous ever again about any question that was ever asked of you, whether it came from a politician or a famous person or a sports star or a expert in any field, you would feel really comfortable about how to handle the question. So here it is, it's a simple process. Number one, 99.9% of questions are not a question. And of course, that's difficult to quite comprehend because why would somebody ask a question if they didn't really want to know the answer? Well, if you don't understand what I just said or you don't believe what I just said, give it a try. Trial the process. When somebody asks you a question, just simply ask, why did you ask me that question? So that's the first process or the first step in the process to being really confident with being able to handle every single question ever asked of you. Now, if you use that simple question, why did you ask me that question? 99.9% of the time, the people or the person who asked the question will say this, la da 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 da, and they will start talking. I'll ask you another question. If you don't know why the person asked the question, would it be the right thing to do to even answer the question? You could come across as very arrogant, very rude, very disrespectful if you don't know why the person asked the question. But interestingly, if you use that system, why did you ask me that question? People will tell you why they asked you the question and they will continue to deliver information. Because 99.9% of questions are not a question, they're just permission for that person to speak. So a very simple example would be this. Have you been to Europe? And you, if you have been, you may want to say yes, and this is where I've been, and you begin to talk. Please take note, the person is not interested in you and they're not interested in your trip to Europe. They've probably just been to Europe or they're going to go to Europe and they want to talk about it. But it would seem a little bit rude just to walk up to you and say, hey, I'm going to Europe and start talking. So they pretend that they're going to ask you a question, which is, have you been to Europe? And silly us, we think they're interested, so we start talking. However, if you ask the simple question, why did you ask me that question? They would then say, because I'm going on a trip to Europe. And you could then say, so, oh, that's fantastic. Where are you going? What will you be doing? And the person will talk and you can listen and they will believe that you are a very interesting person because you are interested in them. I'm going to say that again. 99.9% of questions are not a question. It's the person asking for permission to speak. They want to give their opinion. They want to give you their ideas. They want to tell you about themselves. So step two in the process, and it might even really be step one, is people are not interested in you. They're not interested in your answers. They're not interested in anything about you. And that might sound really harsh. However, it's true, and I'm sure you've been in many, many conversations where you have been talking, even if it's to somebody who you believe really cares about you, and they're nodding their head and they're pretending to listen, but you can just tell by their body language that they're just not interested in what you're talking about. And that's just human nature. Human nature is that we are the most important people in the world and we love to hear what we have to say. So that makes it very powerful, by the way, if you want to be in control of a conversation and never be nervous about somebody asking you a question, because you would simply say to yourself and then ask them, Why did you ask me that question? And then they will give you a very large amount of information. You can just nod your head and listen. You'll be in full control of the conversation. Now, if they are one of those very rare 0.1% of people who actually have a question and they really want you to answer the question, then the simple question that you ask, why did you ask me that question, will give you more information. And the more information you have, the easier it will be for you to answer that question. The least amount of information you have, the sillier you will look if you answer the question. So it's really simple. Why did you ask me that question? 99.9% of people will just continue to talk now, and the 1.1% of people that are interested in your response, you will be able to continue asking them questions to the point where they will answer their own question. Because once again, whether they're asking you for advice about losing weight, getting wealthy, choosing an education, doesn't matter what it is, ultimately humans have their own opinion. And if you are genuinely interested in what that person has to say and you keep asking them questions, they will work out the situation for themselves. Now, if you really think that you have top level knowledge and this person really wants your advice or your opinion, and you've asked the question, why did you ask me that question? You've got all the information possible. Then another great question to ask would be this: what do you need to know? Because you may give them a whole pile of added extra information that they don't need. All they really wanted was one simple tip on how to lose weight, or one simple tip on wealth creation, or one simple idea on how to choose a university. However, you go into this big long spiel, waste their time, waste your time, because you didn't ask the simple question, which was, what do you want to know? Or what specifically can I do for you? And often when you ask that question, the person will just continue to talk again. So the simple step is this. If every time somebody asks you a question, you think to yourself, this person is not interested in me, what they're really interested in is what I can do for them or how I can help them. And if you don't then ask the next question, which is, why did you ask me that question, you wouldn't be able to help them even if you wanted to, because you wouldn't have enough information. Now, the last part of the process is, if somebody's asking you about something very specific to them. So, for instance, if somebody says to you, I've just been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Could you please help me with what I should do if I've got type 2 diabetes? Now, if you don't know anything about type 2 diabetes, it would be really silly to answer the question. Even if that person believed you to be an expert in the area, if you don't know the answer, a really beautiful thing to say is this: I don't know the answer, but I'd like to research that for you. Get us back together at another time and we can chat about it together. Or, I don't know anything about that. I'm going to research it for you. I'm going to talk to the experts in the field. You do the same. We'll get together and compare notes, because obviously different experts have different ideas and different opinions. And what you're sharing with the person then is the truth. One of the biggest challenges we get ourselves into is when we try and answer questions that we don't know the answer to, or we're just repeating somebody else's opinion, or repeating something that we think we know but we don't really understand, and then we make a fool of ourselves. So there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know the answer to that question, but I'm going to research it, get back to you, and we can discuss it together. How about you do the research as well? However, if somebody has type 2 diabetes, who's going to know more about type 2 diabetes? The person who has it, or you who doesn't know anything about it? So a great response to that question, I've just been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, can you help me? The answer would be very simple. What do you already know about type 2 diabetes? What have you experienced so far having had type 2 diabetes? What's been happening with you? And once again, the person does the talking, not you pretending to know something that you don't. So the simple process is, why is this person asking me the question? And ask. Please understand that they're not interested in you, they're interested in what you can do for them. And if they really do want an answer to their question, make sure you ask them first, what do you know about this particular topic already? How has it affected your life already? So that then you can get more information about what they know. And again, I'll use another example. If somebody asks you about a particular sport, if you've never played that sport, you want to help them get better at that sport. They know more about that sport than you do already. So find out what they do. Surround yourself with other people who know about that particular topic. that sport, and then make sure that the information, if you ever deliver information, which my suggestion is that you never do, because people always have their own opinion and they're not interested in yours. But if you really think they are interested in yours, make sure you get enough information, the most information possible, all the information that you can possibly ask before you ever answer a question. Never put yourself in a situation that makes you look silly because you haven't asked enough questions to get enough information to be able to answer the question. So stick to the system. It's really simple. It makes you really confident. It means you can stand up in front of medical professionals, in front of government officials, in front of people who you think really know their stuff. And interestingly, often when you ask, why did you ask me that question? The person will just continue to talk. You'll never have to say anything. They'll believe you are an expert because you were genuinely interested in them and you were in complete control of the conversation. Enjoy the process and never be scared of answering a question because you never have to. You just have to find out everything the other person knows about what they have asked you about. Very exciting process and enjoy it. It's good fun.